I just wanted to strengthen it. I appreciate our brother sharing it. You know, the title of the message was of these two was the excellent characteristics of the Christian life. But our brother actually brought out, and by way of what was a definition, that this is the expression of a life that lives Christ.
Yeah.
So this isn't cultivating of human virtue.
Mm-hmm.
We're not, as you know, brotherly talked about, like you telling the story about, you know, you see the nun that is so pious. Mm. Think, oh my, wow, that's amazing. I need to try to behave like that, you know, such dignity, such poise. You know what I mean? That's just performance.
Mm.
That's just a trained behavior. At best, that's some kind of character of, you know, you can train to not be agitated in difficult situations and this and that. But that is not the expression of a life that lives Christ.
Amen.
We need to come back to that point.
That's right.
So our brother present forbearance, we have to say forbearance is Christ.
Yes.
This whole book is a book on the experience of Christ.
Amen.
Philippians is. But I appreciate in the latter part of the first message that that our brother, you know, Dave just pointed out, is somewhat of an application that I think we need to pick up. Otherwise, we may find ourselves in a condition of tempting to cultivate virtue.
Mm.
Yeah. But, you know, okay, the way I kind of saw it is this. Is forbearance is the expression of the life that lives Christ, but anxiety, and it's a life of forbearance, but without anxiety. Anxiety is like the warning light, you know, on the car. You know, you get the red, the lights go. So we should be, you know, everything's driving normally. You know, it's your car is peaceful, if you will. You know, everything's kind of moving along, and the engine's not overheating. Everything's kind of going along. It's just normal. It's the expression of a life that lives Christ. But when anxiety comes in, it's a warning light that something's wrong. But thank the Lord, it doesn't stop there. It says, and nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And then it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
A little later in the message, I appreciate this, that this to God indicates a motion toward.
Yeah.
Okay, so prayer isn't, oh Lord, this is a terrible problem, fix the problem, I can't endure it any longer. No, that's not the prayer. The prayer here, it's a motion toward the Lord in the sense of a living union and communion implying fellowship. The situation may not resolve itself, at least not instantly or immediately. Hence, the force of to God here denotes fellowship with God, that we should let our request be made known to God in such a fellowship, in such a union and communion. This requires we pray to contact God.
Amen.
So here you got the expression that God desires. You have the warning that we're not woke. It's not that. Then we need an antidote.
Yes.
We need to take to receive the antidote.
Yes.
How do we receive the antidote? We receive the antidote by prayer.
Amen.
In our prayer to God, there must be the essence of worship and fellowship.
Amen.
In the middle of it. In the middle of it. There's essence of worship and fellowship and petitions. And there may be petitions for a particular need. It doesn't mean you don't pray. Somebody got injured and there's a problem. You know, we pray, of course. But if we do not have the specific needs, we still need the time to pray.
Amen.
And what is that? To worship the Lord, to have fellowship with Him. As we do, we enjoy communion with Him and practice the organic union with Him.
Amen.
This is God's economy.
That's right.
Otherwise, we could be in the realm of cultivating human virtue.
Right.
We're nothing more than a follower of Confucius,
right,
doing our best to, you know, follow the teachings of Confucius.
That's
but listen to this. The issue, the result of practicing the organic union with the Lord is the peace of God guards our hearts and our thoughts in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And this is actually God as peace infused into us through our fellowship with Him by prayer.
Amen.
We can call it the infused peace. You know, remember Ed, he says he was in the hospital and it says infusion or transfusion complete, whatever it was. You know, we pray, it's like you're hitting the button, there's the pain there, you know, oh Lord, you press the button and then the infusion keeps going, right? Well, prayer is the way we receive the antidote. And it's the infused God.
Amen.
God infused his peace into us.
Amen.
The God of peace through our fellowship. This peace is the counterpoise of troubles and the antidote to anxiety.
Amen.
Saints, I think this is... Then as we're practicing this, so our prayer, this breathing, contacting prayer that keeps pressing the button is allowing the transfused peace, the peace of God to impart himself into us. Then we are. We're tranquil in the midst of a troublesome situation like Paul on a shipwrecked ship where everybody's bailing. The guys are jumping ship, jettisoning the cargo, and everybody, they want to kill all the prisoners. But he said, don't worry about it. Let's just eat. My God has, you know, told me that every one of you are going to survive. Let's just have something to eat.
Cheer up.
You know, cheer up, men.
Yeah.
Cheer up. And here he is. He's just in peace in the middle of a ship that is going down. And yet he is living, he's expressing the triumph.
Amen.
So saying, I think this is, remember, the book of Philippians is a book on experiencing Christ.
Yes. Amen.
And the prayer causes this transfused peace
Amen.
To become the counterpoise of trouble and become the antidote to anxiety.
Amen.
And from experience, we know through prayer we receive this antidote to anxiety
Amen.
When the peace of God is infused into us.
Amen.
Amen.
And then we are calm within.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, any other overflow, or then we'll have announcements and break.
Amen.
Amen.